Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. Super excited to have my guest with me today, Brianna J. She is a powerful inner healing and kingdom life coach that helps women heal, evolve, and reign in life and business using revelatory biblical truths that yields transformation and spiritual awakening. She believes that going into deeper realms and intimacy with God is the way towards a life of freedom and success. Her superpower is prophetically guiding women by the Spirit to discover their identity in Christ and awaken them to a deeper level of soul transformation through healing and deliverance from past traumas, insecurity, and limiting beliefs, so that they can become who God has designed them to be in every area of life. Her mission is to produce kingdom women who are faith walkers, kingdom decreers, and supernatural manifestors who are unapologetically bold, brilliant, and creative beings, confident of their worth, knowing that God has blessed them to empower this generation with their presence. Through her brand, Her Under Construction, Brianna Jones provides one-on-one life coaching, group healing intensives, healing retreats, conferences, and more. She is also privileged to be an inner healing coach in the Set Free Academy, an immersive neuro-based healing coaching program founded by Ilana Palm. Welcome to the show, Queen.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So excited to have you on. We were kind of chit-chatting before we hit record, and I said, I feel like I know you because I know you through the internet streets, right? So I'm excited to have this conversation and go a little bit deeper, and also for you to share your amazingness with the audience today. So as you know, this podcast is all about women, all about faith, and all about business. And everyone's business journey is really different, right? Every woman is different. So their business journey is going to be different and their faith journey is going to be different. So I always like to start off with the journey. What has the journey been like for you? So I'd love for you to share with the audience, what has your business journey been like for you?
Wow, it has been definitely a journey. I started my business actually in 2015. I was pregnant with my son on hospital bed rest in the hospital for 3 weeks. And prior to that, I was doing a lot of what I know to be now branding work in the church, and graphic design work and stuff like that. And I was just like, man, I need to like turn this into something, because I was already branding the pastors, doing a lot of their production media graphics and stuff like that. And I was like, I think I'm gonna make it official. So my brand started off being completely just a brand development agency. Of course, God led me through all of that. It evolved into really the comprehensive brand strategy. So I don't like to just do logos. I like to really see what God is doing in the life of the kingdom woman and really brand her with the future in mind and what God shows me specifically for that woman. And then just recently in the last quarter, I have evolved into the inner healing and life coaching side. And that has been an interesting journey because it has turned really into full-fledged ministry. And I feel like it's just been an extension of what I already do with my clients. And it's just a more fulfilling moment too. So I still do brand development, but the inner healing has definitely been the crux of what God has led me into even the more. And it's just a good combination to have because in order to be successful in business, it all begins with how the woman thinks of herself, how she feels God, has called her to it and what he says about her, but even the more how she feels about herself and what she believes about herself. So it is a really great, interesting, journey that I've been on with the Lord.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so true that it is a good combination, right? That branding piece, how you show up visually in the world and how people perceive you as a brand, and that inner work that's needed, that healing, to show up in the world the way that God designed you to be. A lot of time that does require some healing, some growth, that inner work. So combining the two and knowing that your journey created combining the two. But how amazing that it started out with you being giving birth to your child, but also giving birth to your business,
I
right? So
know.
as you're waiting to give birth, on bed rest, you also are birthing this idea, or God gave you this download of this idea about the skill set that you already had. That's a lesson for all of us. A lot of times we have this skill set already, but it's to be bold enough and brave enough to step into a business in that skill set. So in that time, you really had that vision of, hey, I have a skill set. I'm already using these skills, but I can be bold enough and brave enough to step into making this actually a legit business and moving forward in that. And then as time goes on, of course, you see your brand evolve into, the brand that God desires for you to be in the marketplace. So I love those key points of your business journey. So share with us about your faith journey. Everyone becomes a believer in Jesus Christ in a different way. Their journey is very different. So I would love you to share with the audience, what has your faith journey been like?
Oh my goodness. It's been a roller coaster. That's how I would consider it. Because God revealed himself to me when I was 6 years old. I didn't really get saved until I was 14 years old. I really didn't start walking with him and being exposed to like the realm of just the charismatic realm, I will say, with all the full expression of the gifts until I was in 20, about 21, because of the church I had began to attend, and they began to just, really teach the full gospel of Jesus Christ, expose me to inner healing and deliverance, actually. And it's just been a ride with the Holy Spirit, because I want to say in maybe the last 10 years, or maybe even like 12 years, I feel like everything is starting to make sense of everything I've ever been through. All of the trauma, molestation and just financial, like everything adds up to this pivotal season of my life. And I feel like that the journey has not only required faith, but like true surrender and submission to like the guidance of the Holy Spirit and trusting God, even when I don't know what is going on or what he is doing in my life. And just the last couple of years, it has become really clear why God took me on that path. And I am starting to understand that my goal in life or my assignment in life is to help other women also understand the hand of God on their life and to dig deeper, and to go into deeper realms, with the Holy Spirit and to know God as the revealer of secrets, the lover of your soul, and one who you need to engage, until you just are so hungry and thirsty for his presence, all the time, and to really hear his voice. It just makes life really, really easy when you just kind of let go and let God be who he needs to be in your life. That's what it means to be a living sacrifice and a living witness, and to just let God use your life. It's a beautiful thing because when you see the results, you're like, wow, I didn't even know I made that much impact, in people's lives, but he's getting the glory the whole time, you know? So that's kind of been my journey.
Yeah, I love that. So many key points in your journey that I want to bring out. First of all, I think in 7 seasons of the podcast, I think you're the first person that has defined her faith journey as a roller coaster ride. Most define their business journey as a roller coaster ride, believe it or not. I hear that definition of business journey, but not too often the faith journey, right? The faith journey. So to define it as a roller coaster ride, the ups and the downs, you know, starting from such a young age, the age of 6 being revealed, and you know how that has taken you through time to through the different seasons, I want to say, of your faith journey. But most of all, understanding the importance of surrender and submission, right? Surrender and submission is so key on this faith journey, right? Because we have to let go, like you said, we have to let go in order to let God lead. You know, we have to let go. And that's what the surrender and the submission part of the faith journey is all about, and really being led by the Holy Spirit. So I love that your journey included all of those things, and also revealing the path, because God's word says everything, right? Everything is for his purpose. He turns everything, even the bad things, trauma, like you talked about, can be turned around for his purpose and used for good. And most of the time, when it's used for good, it's to help other people. Like you said, in your journey, your faith journey, you realize this trauma, this every single thing that I've been through, I'm now at a point in my life where I realize that I went through it because now I can help others go through it, right? So that's always a key part of any journey, and especially our faith journey. It's not about us, it's about helping other people. So, like I said, so many good points about your faith journey that we can all learn from. And this is exactly why I love for people to share their business journeys and their faith journeys, because we learn from it, right? We all grow from other people's stories as well and what they went through. So, this podcast is about combining faith and business, right? You can have a faith journey, you can have a business journey, but they don't have to collide or intersect. They could actually be separate. And some people prefer it that way, right? Some people find it controversial when you're combining faith and business, but you show up on your platforms combining it, right? You're very vocal about your faith. You're very vocal about being a woman of faith and being a Christian, and it's very intertwined with your business. So, what made you make that decision, or was it an easy decision to come to say that, okay, my business is going to be about faith and includes my faith, or was it a hard decision? Because it's different for everyone. So, why did you combine your faith and your business?
I think it was very easy for me because I already knew the calling of God on my life, so I didn't even know how I could separate it. It's very hard for me to talk to people without introducing, Christ into the picture in some form, and that's always kind of been the trend in my life too, especially since my 20s, that no matter who I talked to, it was always a deeper conversation. It's always an inner healing conversation. And I didn't notice that that was the track God was really sending me on. So when I started in business, even when I meet with my clients, the first few sessions are usually very prophetic and, divine insight. And, I'm dealing with how they think about, what they believe God has called them to. And I came to highly understand that you can have a brand that is not fully, Jesus is plastered everywhere, but you can still represent. And it's all based on who you feel that God has called you to. It's all about the audience. I had a client who actually was, she's called to really both the non-believers and the believers. And she's a leadership kind of like executive coach. And so she incorporates kingdom language without, it being kingdom language. But if you was to sit with her, you know that there's a light, a glow, something different, and I told her, I said, we just want to watch our language because we want to make sure she doesn't cross where they think she's new age, either. So it's so strategic to be separate. But for me, it was just like so obvious. It's hard for me to even deviate from it or anything because I know that the people that I'm called to is really the Christian community, the kingdom women, and helping them to become marketplace evangelists and essentially, and to really, own their brilliance and to realize that they are like Paul, who is not only an apostle, but a tent maker, and that he was able to go into different regions as the tent maker, but not as the apostle, and how to just use that and to be wise as a dove in the marketplace to save the people who don't normally come into the four, you know, walls of the church. And so that has kind of been just the journey and the lane that God has called me to. And I absolutely love it because I see the whole purpose of it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's key. You said you found it easy because you knew it was your calling, right? So once you know it's your calling, there's no difficulty in combining it, right?
Yeah.
This is my calling. So I'm stepping into it. I'm being obedient. And with that comes some sense of ease, right? Whenever we're doing something with God, he says his yoke is easy, right? It's not going to be hard on us because we're being yoked with him and it's easy, right? So you had a sense of ease with this combining your faith and your business, but not only knowing you were called to it, but also knowing who you are called to. I think that's key and something that I always share about knowing who you're called to, you know, because Paul was called to the Gentiles, Peter was called to the Jews, Jesus was called to the lost sheep of Israel. There was no question who they were called to because they said it, you know, all the time. So knowing that calling gives you confidence, gives you conviction. It makes you understand and know your audience. And like you said, you know the right words to use for that audience, right? And even like you mentioned, your client that was called to both. Sometimes you are called to believers and non-believers. Like you said, even, you know, Paul in his occupation of a tent maker can attract non-believers, you know, where he can evangelize to them. Knowing the right words to use in the right environments is key, right? Is really key to really attracting people that you're called to serve. So I love how you talked about combining your faith and your business. So let's talk about alignment. This season, we're really going deeper into knowing how do you know that you're aligned with God's will for your business? Like, you know, how do you really know, okay, this is God's will, not specifically just for my life, but for my particular business? How do you know that you're in alignment with God's will for your business?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking about how as of August of last year, the Lord, I began to wrestle with the Lord because he said, I want you. I was so committed to just, you know, branding Kingdom Women. I was just like, this is my crux. And when you really become a kingdom entrepreneur, and I mean, not just a Christian who owns a business, like you legit are following the will of the Lord, the hand of God on your life, even in the marketplace. And it's not a separate thing. You realize that this, his hand is on you. I remember when God was like, I am going to pivot you into life coaching. And I was like, no, I don't want to be a life coach. No, I don't want to be a life coach. That's too broad and stuff like that. And I was like Jacob who wrestled with God. I wrestled for the whole fourth quarter with God. And when I wrestled in my wrestling, God began to decrease the clientele on that side of the with branding. I mean, because I'm doing everything systematically, always had clients in a pipeline. And then it was like the well started to dry up. And I was like, wait, God, I was like, this has to be you. And it made me go, you know, really focus on God and say, what is happening? Like, what am I missing? And he's like, I want you to do life coaching. And it's funny because he even sent a woman who was like a Christian life coach, and she had a program about how to, you know, really like bring yourself into that. And we had a long conversation on Zoom, and I was just like, oh my God, her program is so amazing. I could just sign up today. And I just felt like this hesitance, this resistance. And I was like, I'm gonna have to, you know, let you know. I just feel like I need to pray about it, you know? And as I was praying about it, God was like, that's not the path I want you to go. I want you to depend fully on me this time. And I was like, okay. And so, I remember saying, okay, I'm going to, you know, figure this out. And then he was like, I want you to start a free group. It's going to be an inner healing group. And I'm like, okay, I started the group in March, you know, and then it began to grow. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And inside of that, he was like, I don't want you to just become any type of life coach. I want you to be an inner healing life coach. You're going to do inner healing life coaching sessions. And the thing is, I was starting to ask my friends and my husband, me and him are pastors. And I started asking some of the women at the church, and they was like, you already do this. They made it clear to me that I was already doing it. And when they began to articulate it back to me, I was like, oh my God, he's just making it more official for the marketplace. And so I started to have this vision about this inner healing program where I would take women for 6 weeks and kind of navigate them through different matters of the heart. And so I had did my first installation of that on inner he on specifically rejection and abandonment. And it was so successful. And I was just like, oh my God. And I literally am still basking in the moment of I remember when I was wrestling, and then I remember when January hit and he said, I need you to surrender more. And I was like, God, I thought I already was surrendered. And I said, okay, I'm just going to, you know, when God tells you something, you kind of just want to be like, okay, he's speaking to me. I can't think that I'm any better than that. If he's speaking to me about surrender, I'm not as surrendered as I should be. But as I surrendered, I realized that everything starts to align fully. And I've learned more and more, even though I have the track record of knowing that when you surrender to God, everything works. This season, specifically this year, really showed me that we just need to tell God yes. Because when you tell God yes, every resource attached to that assignment opens up. The financial resources open up, the angelic resources open up, the human resources, the people that help you to the assignment, they begin to show up. And even the psychological resources, the wisdom that God starts to give you, it just everything opens up, but it's after the yes. It's after the, you know, assignment. It's after the surrender, you know? And so I think alignment has everything. You will know when you're in alignment when things start to line up that you had nothing to do with. I think that's when you know.
I love that. So good, so good. And so many points again that I want to pull out. First of all, I see a theme with you of surrender and skill set, right? Because we talked about that in the beginning about your business journey, that you already had the skill set of branding. It was already in you, but you hadn't created a business to make it official. And then you made it official by creating this branding in business. So when God is now aligning you to the healing and life coaching, people had to speak into you that you already do it. You already have that skill set. It's just about making it official now into this pivot for your business. So, and included in that process was surrender, right? We've talked about surrender already. So I see like a theme that surrender and skill set are very tied closely in this in your journey. But the other point that I wanted to bring out was you talked about wrestling, right? That's key because a lot of times we're not obedient, right? That's why we have stories like Jonah, right? And Jacob, right? There's disobedience because it's in our flesh, right? Our flesh, our physical flesh, our mind, our will, our emotions goes against being in alignment with the spirit, what God's original plan was, right? So because sometimes we're in our flesh, we need the wrestling moments. We need the resistance, right, to get us into alignment. So I love that you also highlighted alignment sometimes means wrestling and it means resistance, right? And then another thing that you highlighted that I wanted to point out was the drying up of the branding part of your business. Because now God is like, okay, well, if you're not going to be obedient, I'm going to have to make it happen another way by drying up this particular, income source or way that your business was working. And it always reminds me of, and I always mess up whether it's Elijah or Elisha,
It
where
is
he was at the brook.
Elijah, yes.
Elisha, where he was at the brook, right? And he was being fed. Life was easy. He was being fed by the ravens, and then the brook starts to dry up. It's like, well, why? Because he had another assignment for him, right? Because that's when he goes to the widow woman and tells her, gives her instruction of the oil, using the oil, right? So the brook needed to dry up in order for him to take on that next assignment. So when you shared that story with me, it reminded me of, okay, so her brook needed to dry up in branding so she could move to the assignment of healing, right? And then the other piece that I really wanted to share with the audience that came up as you were speaking was instruction, right? One of the key thing is to heed instruction. In fact, my devotion this morning, instruction came up, and in my calendar for today's date, it says his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. Psalms 1, verse 1 through 2. So instruction is a key thing, right? hearing the instruction and heeding the instruction is key. So many good points that you brought up about knowing that you're in alignment. And the last thing was that everything lines up. It starts to line up, hence the word line in alignment, right? You have the lining up of things. So many good points that you brought up about how do you know you are in alignment with God's will for your business.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com, and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
So this podcast is all about faith and it's all about business. So there's actually power in faith and there's power in business. If someone was to ask you, you know, how would you define the power of faith? What would you tell that person as a definition of the power of faith? How would you define the power of faith?
I think I would deal with the word faith first, because I'm a whole teacher. So, you know, I like defining words. And so I think about what faith is first and how it's about hearing what the Lord, hearing and discerning or seeing what the Lord has said, which gives you the substance to hold on to something that you know is to come that you don't see with your physical eyes, but you see kind of with your spirit, you know, your spiritual eyes. And so the power of that is that because it's a secret thing from the mind of God, that means that as you collaborate with it, almost think of like Mary when the angel Gabriel came to her and said, oh, you're going to have to save the world. She's like, how can this be? So you can ask God questions like, oh, that seems impossible, you know, but he says, you know, but it's impossible for you to please me without faith too. So it's like, you want to really like hone in on, and the key thing that Mary said was, okay, God, let your word be unto me. That was her last statement. And I've been saying that ever since, like, God, let your word be unto me. So now that I have this secret thing, even Psalms 139 talks about that God has already written a book before I even came to be. The days were already fashioned. So I'm like, oh my God, I have this heavenly book that's already written about me that God has written. And so when he reveals pieces to me, he's revealing pieces of something that's already written in heaven. And basically he's just waiting for me to come into collaboration with him and surrender to the book that's already happened. Even at the great white throne judgment, it says in Revelations that not only was the book of life open, but these books were open. And I always was like, I wonder if God is going to be opening up. Let's see how close you got to doing all that I have created you to do, or, you know, and giving rewards based on that. I always think about that. And so I think that the power of faith is that God has just given me a heavenly nugget. Not even the devil knows it yet, unless it's spoken through, like, you know, a prophetic man or woman of God. You know, you're getting intel when the enemy's getting intel, but imagine that you've gotten it internally and no one knows it yet except you and God. And now you get to, you know, take the invitation to go into a process to bring about something that he has ordained already in life. I think that is so, I think there's so much power in that, because once God says it, it's really a done deal with your collaboration, and nothing can stop it from coming into it. It may be hindered by maybe spiritual warfare like Daniel, or, you know, like those type of stories, but really the power of God is bringing that thing. The Holy Spirit is hovering over that thing like he did even in Genesis. And he's like, I know that God has said it, but will you also decree this thing in the earth and make it be the word of God? You know, that's that kingdom come that will be done on earth. So Lord, let your word be unto me. Let this thing come to pass. So there's so much power in that for just regular life as well as business, because it's the same concepts that kind of roll into both. You know, if God says something specific about your business, if you say you're going to be an author and New York Times bestseller, you cannot tell yourself, you can, but you shouldn't tell yourself, who am I, God? And I'm not enough. That's that limiting beliefs that I love to attack and break down, because if God said it, it's yours. It's for you. There's no, he's not changed his mind about it, regardless of what you do, you know? So yeah, that's why I think it's powerful.
Definitely the power of faith is knowing that it's already written, it's already done. It's for us to just be in partnership and collaboration with God, and nothing on this earth can stop it from happening. And that is powerful. You just have to not have limiting beliefs, right? And if you think about it biblically, so many major characters in the Bible started off with limiting beliefs. Moses had a limiting belief that he had speech impediment. So how can I be the leader? How can I be the one to bring him out of Israelite and into the promised land? Not me, God, not me with my speech impediment, right? Other people talked about their age, you know, I'm too young, I'm too this, I'm too. So it's something that we all have to overcome in some way, is that belief that we're not good enough, right? But God says, you are good enough because I've already written this story and you win in the end, right? So stepping into that is the power of faith. Awesome. Love it. So how would you define the power of business?
Ooh, it is definitely a tool that God uses to reach those who have not stepped into ministry or stepped into the church at all. And I realized that in previous generations, we've evangelized the streets, and we have, we've mastered how to do church, quote unquote, but the people are still on the outside and they're not coming in. They're like, you don't really grab them unless you are going out into the spaces where they're hanging out. So, if you have a Christian business or not, but you're just a Christian who happen to have this product or service, and it services, a specific target audience, and it doesn't matter whether they're saved or unsaved, that's even more of an advantage, because when they encounter your brand, then what? Are they encountering a presence that they've never experience? Are they encountering such an excellence that is beyond what they've experienced before? Are they encountering kind people, and automated systems and things working? Because you're competing still with the world, so it's like, oh, you want to be just as good so that they will acknowledge and be like, I'm coming back. It's something about this place, and that business is representing God. I had went into a restaurant actually recently. It has become one of my favorite restaurants, but they play Christian music in the background, and they are a Christian couple that has this amazing, just restaurant. The food has all quality farm to table type ingredients, and literally it's a whole sensory experience, because when the person brings it out, it is plated so pretty. Like, she deserves to be on like HGTV shows, and so your eyes is like, oh my God, this is so gorgeous. And then the smells of the flavors, and then when you taste it, literally she's like packed. It's a small place, but she's packed, and rotating people who are even unsaved are like, what is this place? What's going on? But she has one scripture, on the ceiling, and like, it's just an amazing thing. So you can represent without being so forward with it. You still can represent who you serve. It's just like when you walk into other places and maybe they serve, Buddhism or their other religions, they don't mind having their statue in the corner or whatever, but we'll still go, And so it's all about representation and letting God be God in your life, because you never know, while you are sitting there servicing them in some way, that you will speak a word into them and they will be like, oh, there must be a God, because you don't know that I'm going through this. God uses his people. So the power of business is that he is giving you a tool, which is your product or your service, your skill set, your expertise in something, the education you have. And he is allowing that to be the evangelistic strategy to win those who you would not have ever reached without that avenue, And so it's really, really powerful. It's really powerful.
So the power of your business is actually an evangelistic strategy in marketplace ministry, right? Being assigned to the marketplace to minister in the marketplace and ministering in the marketplace can look different. It can be subtle, like the restaurant example that you gave us. It doesn't have to be overt. Sometimes it can be a subtle placement of scripture, a subtle music playing in the background, a subtle way that they serve, the presentation of the food, just the excellence in how they design their business, the systems, like you said. So the power of business is really being able to evangelize in the marketplace, having a marketplace ministry, and for people to see God through your business and through the way that you operate is the power of business, right? Yes, awesome. So this has been a great conversation. I feel like every single question was so many amazing nuggets to remind the audience of. So I really enjoyed this. If people want to learn a little bit more about your life coaching business, and I know you still do the branding, so the branding, what is the best way for people to connect with you?
It will probably be my website at QuianaJ.com. Another way is, of course, social media, because I am on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, and they can just look for Quiana J Speaks. Yeah, those would be, I would say, the main places where I'm kind of hanging out, and they can learn more information about, either comprehensive brand development or the inner healing life coaching.
Okay, and spell your name, Kuana, right? So people know how to reach you, right?
It's Quiana, Quiana
Awesome,
J.
Kuana J. This has been a great conversation, and it has been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.